Water.
Oh, that's fine. 15 till, okay. Now, if there's been a storm, and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is...
over.
Okay. Would you use an expression ever like clearing up or clearing off or breaking up or anything like that?
I've heard her say it's fared off.
Fared off?
Yeah.
What?
Fared off. Yeah, fared off.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to have you here, too.
That's my
grandson.
That's my grandson.
Oh, really? Are you Angela's father?
Yeah.
She really is cute.
Yeah.
She raised me from 9 months old.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I mean, both his sisters.
That's one. Big family's a wonderful
thing.
I just have one brother, and I always.
You see, I had 10 of my own children, and then I taken those, and that made 3 more. That made 13,
God.
Which were all living.
Gosh, that's wonderful.
I just lost my husband's all that we've ever lost in the family.
Uh huh.
Mhm. Sure.
Now let's see. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Let me see, what would we call it, Bud? Just a small rain.
It comes down hard, but it just comes down for a little while.
I don't
know. Well, I'll be around here calling grass showers. That's the expression.
Would you call it that?
Well, that would be all right. We used to call them fodder showers when we were on the farm.
Fodder showers?
Oh, that's good. We don't have that one. That's a
we'd have to run to the house. Yeah. Have to run to the house,
oh,
you see. To get protection, it'd be so bad.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantel shelf.
Okay. What do you call the things that hold logs in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling, isn't it?
Okay.
Be all right.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Fat lighter.
Okay. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Well, I don't know. Never have had one.
Yes, you got one right in your room in there.
A closet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, a closet.
That's right. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the side of a house?
I just wouldn't know.
Okay.
Well, if you went out there and looked at them, what would you say? She's interested in what you call
yeah,
the things.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd call it weatherboarding.
Oh, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah, weatherboarding.
Just want to know what you would say.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of the house where some chairs might be placed? You say the old ladies like... You might say the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs.
On the porch, front porch.
Okay,
fine. Yeah, which I always do.
What do you call a small porch often with no roof?
A stoop.
Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking?
Before milking the cow?
Uh-huh. Do you have a word for it?
Well, we usually say in a pen to the cell.
Okay.
Driving a pen to herself, the milker.
What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
No.
Come on, this is not a test. If you've seen a rock fence, what would you call it yourself?
I'd call it a rock fence.
Good. Well, that's what you should say.
Yeah.
That's what she
that's
wants.
That's what I want.
She wants
rock.
You to talk to her just like the
chicken. Yeah, rock
that's
fence,
not,
yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are several different kinds of wood fences?
Rails.
Okay.
Split rails from trees.
Is there a difference between a rail fence and a split rail fence, or are they the same?
Well, you have to split. For a rail fence, you have to split them with a axe.